British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has followed Australia, announcing a social media ban for under-16s. The British PM says the restrictions will go even further.
Some technology companies want us to think that social media is unchangeable, part of an almost natural order. But we have to resist that kind of learned helplessness. Yes, it's hard. Hard to legislate for, hard to regulate, hard to enforce. We look carefully at the evidence, learn from countries like Australia.
That's Sir Keir Starmer there. Well, Jess Sarto is the Labor MP for the constituency of Lowestoft and is a member of the Education Select Committee in the UK. She was one of the first MPs to call for an Australian-style social media ban in the UK back in December and joins me now. Jess, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi there.
What do we know? What is this Australia Plus ban going to look like?
Well, we were very keen to learn from what Australia has done, and many of us felt that Australia took some really bold action to try to reframe what it means for children to be online. Obviously, the UK is a different country. We have our own online safety regulation that came through a couple of years ago. And so we have to design our system based on the rules that are already in place. But our internet safety minister visited Australia recently and learned a lot from what you've been doing there. And that's why we've said that we want to introduce Australia Plus. So we are going to build on what Australia has done, so banning certain social media platforms, but also looking at how we better enforce age restrictions in particular, and look at the ages of 16 to 17 so that there isn't necessarily the sort of same cliff edge. And we've said that we're looking to see whether we can turn off some of the functionalities for 16 and 17-year-olds so that there is, still social media access, but not the same sort of system where all of a sudden you're into social media at age 16 without any of the same protections.
From a UK perspective, observing what's been happening in Australia, what's been the big lesson from the way that this has actually been implemented? It's one thing to put these laws in place, it's another to see how they go.
Well, a lot of people have talked about how children are still able to access social media in Australia. My view is that actually there's 40% of children who can't, and that is a win as a first step. And so we want to say that what we're doing is resetting the social norms for future generations of children, and we believe that that is what Australia is doing. Of course, there'll be some children who've been able to access social media who will find ways around it, and we've accepted that that will also be the case. But we have rules for children in our country, as you do too, on things like, you know, buying alcohol or accessing gambling or smoking. And yeah, some children still get around those rules, but we don't stop the law from being in place. And so what we're saying is, can we find ways of making the rules around age restrictions stronger? So we're looking to see whether we can build on what we already have in place. For example, we have a ban on under 18s accessing pornography, which has highly effective age verification. Can we build on that to make sure that those are the same standards that apply to 16-year-olds, under 16-year-olds for social media? And so that's the next stage of what we're going to do in the UK, is to look at how do we build on what Australia has done and make it even more effective.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Jess Sarto. Jess is a Labor MP in the UK, where the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, has announced what's been dubbed Australia Plus, and that is the UK's own plans for a social media ban for kids. Just last week, we had on a mother whose daughter had taken her own life due to online bullying. And the mother, Emma, was saying that this is not so much a case of banning children from social media. It's an effort to try to ban social media companies from accessing our children. What do you think of that sentiment?
I think that is a very, very strong sentiment. And one of the things that we need to show is that this isn't about penalising children It's about saying to tech companies, they have had a very long time to be able to bring their platforms into line with what we expect to be a safe place for children, and they have failed. Successive governments in the UK have said to tech companies, you need to make these spaces safe for children. We have so many bereaved parents in the UK, as I know you do have in Australia and across the world. And they have said, how is it that our children have been allowed to access this material, but also the algorithms, the scrolling? What is safe about this? Who ever determined that actually this is a child-centered way of engaging with the online space? And the fact is that none of the tech companies have ever created these products to be for children. Unlike in our case, we have films that we age gate for children. We have games that we age gate for children. Indeed, we even stop children from playing from certain toys at certain ages. But when it comes to the online space, we somehow go, oh, by the way, there are these platforms you'll have access to. And pretty much there'll be everything that you might see in adulthood. That is not respecting childhood. That is not respecting what we know that children need to be able to develop in the right way without all of the harms that they might face. And so what we're saying is we want to learn from Australia. We think that you've taken big and bold and brave action. But we also know that children are curious and they'll want to do things that, you know, get around the rules and break the rules. And so we want to make this as robust as we can, learning from your example.
This is all happening during a time of some turmoil in UK politics, with Prime Minister Keir Starmer fighting for his leadership. Are there concerns that this may not get through?
Not at all, because the opposition party, the Conservative Party, have been very much in favour of this, along with some of the smaller opposition parties. And within the Labour Party, there's been a huge movement of MPs who've been fighting for this ever since we got elected as the government in 2024. I signed up to what is called a private members bill. So it's a process that you can take as an ordinary MP that was backed by my friend Josh McAllister, who's now a minister. And, you know, we've been really, really pushing for this change in the UK for a really long time. Also, we know that 90% of parents who responded to the recent consultation that we held in the UK were in favour of a social media ban. Even many children themselves who responded to that consultation said that they didn't want the harmful features that they are exposed to on social media platforms. Of course, many children want to retain social media, but as adults, we have to look at the harms and balance that up against what we think that children really want to see on these platforms. And we know that the internet doesn't need to necessarily have social media on it. I remember the time before social media was there, and you could access lots of things, and that's what we want for our kids.
Jess Asato, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.